Okay, are they different kinds?
Well, there's three or four kinds that I know look different from others. I usually call all of them woodpeckers.
Okay.
Pepperwood. There's what they would call a red-headed sapsucker, and then there's what we call a yellowhammer.
And they're all related?
Yeah, they're all related. They all belong to the woodpecker family, I think.
Have you ever heard a person call that? A woodpecker or a pepperwood?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay.
I've heard them called maybe hammerheads or something like that.
What's a bushy-tailed animal that runs up trees?
A squirrel.
Are there different kinds of those around here?
Well, yeah, there's what they call a cat squirrel and a fox squirrel.
Yeah, what's the difference?
The cat squirrel is small, uh-huh. And it's just usually one color, a gray squirrel. But a fox squirrel, there are about three different colors of them. There's a solid black one, and then there's a gray one and a red one.
They must be pretty.
Well, they are. The black one's real pretty. They're not as numerous as a cat squirrel. They're more cat squirrel than they are fox squirrel.
Well, now, let's see. What's a little animal that's about the same size of a squirrel? No, I guess he's smaller than a squirrel. He's about that big without his tail. And he's brown and he has maybe a dark stripe down his back.
That's what we call a ground squirrel. And a lot of people call them chipmunks, I think.
Uh-huh.
But I call it a ground squirrel.
What's a thing that has two shells like that and there might be a pearl inside?
That's an oyster.
Okay. What's a little animal that lives near water and it makes a croaking sound?
Frog.
And what's a small green one that makes a chirping noise?
You talking about bullfrog, I think.
Well, I'm talking about a smaller one. Sometimes they're said to be a sign of spring. Little tiny green ones. I don't know, maybe y'all don't have them here. Some of the possibilities are peepers or mulch peepers.
No,
rain frogs.
No, I've heard rain frogs. Yeah, I've heard rain frogs, not that other name you mentioned.
Are there rain frogs around here?
I really never seen one to know it was a rain frog. I didn't know whether it was a toad frog or a bullfrog. But now after a rain, you do hear them around marshes and wet places or chirping and hollering a good bit. And people call them rain frogs.
What's something that's similar that people say will give you warts?
Well, no, that's a toad frog.
That's a toad?
Yeah, that's a toad frog.
Okay.
They say don't bother a toad frog. You wet on you and get warts on you.
A person going fishing might dig some...
Some bait or worms.
Okay. Let's see. What are some different kinds of worms that you might dig for bait? Or is there just one kind?
Well, they're what we call a red wiggler around here. Uh-huh. And then they're just regular old swamp bait, I call them.
Uh-huh. Are and they bigger or little?
They're old swamp bait are usually bigger. They run real fast. When they stay around on the leaves and wet places,
uh-huh.
Don't stay in the ground much. You just move them leaves away and they'll run them out like a snake.
Or do you reach out and grab them?
Just reach out and grab them.
I don't think I'd want to do that.
That's a swamp wiggler.
Let's see. What's an animal that can pull its feet and its head up into its shell that lives near the water?
That's a terrapin.
A terrapin lives near water?
Oh, yeah. And sometimes they'll get away from water and go out over dry land. You're talking about turtle, though, I think.
Well, I'm talking about either one.
There's a terrapin and a turtle.
What's the difference?
A terrapin eats small.
Uh-huh.
And you don't eat a terrapin, but you do eat turtles.
Uh-huh.
A turtle is a large one.
And you have both turtles and terrapins?
Yeah, we have turtles and terrapins. Tapping, he will get away from the water, though. He don't stay around the water as much as a turtle.
Uh-huh.
And you don't eat a tapping, and you do eat a turtle.
Okay. What flies around a candle? What kind of insect?
Well, what we call camouflage.
Okay. And what are the things that might get in your clothes, your winter clothes?
And that's moths.
Okay. What insect flashes light on and off in the summertime?
A lightning bug.
What's a long, slender insect that flies around lakes or ponds? It has sort of filmy wings.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. We call them things. We call one type a snake doctor. And then there's another kind of a dragonfly, something like that.
What's the difference?
Well, the snake doctor is a little small.